Weiter in Shas. We are in Menachos Daf Mem Vav. Bring up at the top of the page, second line. Amarula Bo Marava Tenufa Osezika O Eino Osezika. We spoke of the fact that Shechita does Zika, and now the question is, what about the concept of Tenufa? That is, when you go ahead and you wave the stuff together, does it create a bond? Rashi says, Tenufa Kivasim hayu minifin im halechem mechayim beperkol menachos baos matza. Does it go ahead? Does it create a zika or not? Pshot lei midir Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, "Wait, let's learn from Rabbi Yochanan. Don't Rabbi Yochanan shchita is a zika. Miklal the tenufa ainu is a zika. If he says that shchita does it, we said in yesterday's daf on the top of this daf, the shchita is a zika. Must be tenufa doesn't. The Rabbi Yochanan gufa kami baylai. No, the Gemara says no. Ask him. It was a question for him. Mishav pshita lei Rabbi Yochanan the shchita is a zika. Tenufa ainu is a zika. Do we say that it's pashat them that shchita does zika, a relationship and connection between them, if one of them is lost, the whole thing is lost, right? And tenufa doesn't do it. Oh, Dilma, maybe shchita pshita lei, that was pashat them. Tenufa misapkan, he was misupak. I'm thinking, where are teku? Amar le Rabbi Yehuda bar Chanina, le Rabbi Huna bar Rabbi Yoshua, v'ha ki ksev, ki kodesh, kodesh yu, la Hashem la koin. The pasuk says, holy shall they be to Hashem for the koin. Baser tenufa kesef. That was written after tenufa, right? Because it says this thing comes up after the fact. Upligi ben nanas Rabbi Akiva. And still, there's a machlokas whether it's teaching that the bread can be brought without the kvasim, or whether the kvasim can be brought without the bread. Must be that tenufa does not create a zika. So as Gemara v'li tameh, according to you, baser tenufa lo baser shchita. What do you want to say that after waving, not after shchita? Can't be, because the pasuk says of giving out the carbon to the kohanim, which takes place only after it's shechted. So we should come out that even the shchita doesn't create a zika. Even shchita doesn't. We know that's not true, because the shchita does. Elamai yisul chamimah, what do you want to say? Meikarakai, that it's referring to the time before the shchita. Umay kodesh yu la'ashem la'koin. What does it mean when it says that? Davar shes sofa la'koin. Some of the intervention is going to go to the coin after shchita. Hachanami davar shes sofa la'koin. That means after it's already waved. So if no raya, to be learned over here, is whether waving is going to create a zika or not. Fact of the matter, is it even true that shchita does zika? O shchita osa zika? Rameni. But we seem to have a braisa which says not like this. We know about the carbon toda that is brought by a person to say thank you. He's got saved from some thing, a sickness or something like that. The dam is thrown in the mizbech, and the emurim are burnt on the mizbech, and the meat belongs to the owner. It belongs to the owner, except for the chazah v'shok, right? That's given to the kohanim, and they can be eaten by him or somebody else within Yerushalayim for a day and a night. It comes along with 40 breads, 10 of each, of three types of matzah. Like there's no chametz to it, and 10 that are chametz. One of each type is given to the Kohanim, and the rest belong to the owner, can be eaten by anyone. So the Bryce is talking about a bunch of cases in which something happens with one of the breads, Erumini. Before you did the shchita of the carbon toda, one of the breads broke. Bring another one and do shchita. But once it already shechted, nifras lachman and the bread broke. Hadam yizarek, the blood should be thrown for the shlamim. V'day nidro liyotzi, not yotzi, his neder over here to bring the carbon toda with it. V'alechem pasul, the bread is going to be pasul, can't be eaten. Nizrik adam, once the dam is already thrown, and then one of them broke, so then he's good. Torim in a shalim ala paris, he should separate a loaf from the whole one for the broken one, and everything's good. Achel shakta yotza lachma. So now what happens if before the toda was shakted, the bread, one of its loaves, left the walls of Yerushalayim, machnis of shalim, bring it back in, and then do the shchita. Misha shakta yotza lachma. We'll say after it shakted, it left, then hadam yizarek, the dam should be thrown, rabasa yachel, v'dei nizra yotza, not yotza, he's not there, v'alechem pasol, lachas pasol. Nizrik adam, once the dam is already thrown, then torim masha bifnim. Also, bechutz, and he goes and he gives from what was already inside. You know, one of each for those outside, and you're good to go. Atzul shachta nitmalachma. Let's see, before the toda was shachted and the bread, one of them became tame. Maybe lechem achem shachta, another one enjoyed shachta. Mishe shachta nitmalachma. After the toda was already shachted, the bread became tame. Hadam yizarek v'abasa yachal v'day nidro yatsa. Interesting. Here you are, Yotzei. Shat sits meratz al tamei. That sits is going to fix up with the kohen gadol. The six parashah is going to fix up on the tamei one. V'alecha pasul, but the bread is actually pasul, can't be eaten. Zugadam, once the dam is already thrown, tarim in a tar al tamei. Then he separates from the tar one for the tamei one. The 10 one is going to be forbidden aser. It's still going to remain aser, but it's considered part of the 10 when the Torah one is given to the Kohen. If the shechita does the relationship, the attachment, then once the toda and its loaves become attached to one another through the shechita of the toda, if so lelechem, then we should say that since the bread became pasul, tifsanami toda, toda is also pasul, and therefore it shouldn't help to throw the dam for the sake of the shlamim. So it must be that there isn't a zika. Says Gemara, shiny toda, derachmana kari shlamim. No, toda is different because the Torah there calls it a shlamim. My shlamim kevim lelechem, just like shlamim who brought. Without a carbon shlomim is brought without lechem. I've told the carbon lechem, so that can be brought without lechem as well, and you're good. I'm Rabbi Yirmiya. Im tim salama tunfa zika. If you want to say the tunfa does zika, over the lechem, then certainly that if the bread was lost after the tunufa, beep, turned the page of the base, and of the kvasim, then the lambs have to be, you know, you have to get rid of them. They're done. Of the kvasim of the lechem, right? The same thing. The flip. Im tim salama tunufa enos zika. If it doesn't do zika, and heavy lechem kvasim hunfu. If one brought bread and lambs and they were waved, over the lechem the heavy lechem acher, and then what happened? The bread was lost before the lambs were shechted, and he brought in its place another bread to be used with the same ones. Also, alechem ton tenufa, oh, ain't a ton tenufa. Does that bread that comes along with it, the new one, does it need tenufa or not? Avdu kavasim loti ba'ilach devadim tenufa. If the lambs are lost and not the bread, then the new ones are brought. The new ones are brought for sure. It's not even a question. You have to go and you have to do tenufa. Kita ba'ilach. When's the question? If avid alechem, if the lechem was lost, that's what the question is. According to them, you don't have to even ask this question. Even if in the case of the bread was lost, he says the lambs are the ikar. That's the primary stuff over here. Where is the question? Where we saw that on the previous amud, from previous daf. What's your question? Who says lechem is the ikar, right? From the fact that he says the bread is ikar to the lambs, but the lambs are not to the, you know, there's an amakiv. The bread. My, what's he going to say? Kevin the lechem ikar bayi tenufa. Therefore, he's tenufa. Odilma kevin the matirin di day kavasim in hu lotzach tenufa. Maybe we say even could we keep that the matir is the lambs. It does not require tenufa. Teku. We don't know. We'll wait till Eliyahu Hanavi. Amalei Abaye lirava maishno shnei kavasim. What's the difference that by the shnei kvasim and the two shlamim that are the mekatche lechem umakve, why is it that the two shlamim lambs are makdish the bread and are ma'akiv, if this is a problem with it, umayishna shiva kvasim apar elim de lo mekatche lechem velo ma'akve, and why is it the seven lambs, the bull and the two rams of the ola, right, that we learned that are part of these karbanot, why do we say that are not makdish the lechem, they're not ma'akiv. We're going to see soon daf mzayin that it's specifically the shechita of the two shlamim that brings the loaves, the kedushas hagof. Zay gezok the heilige Rashi the shlamim the mekatchin lechem kedetani lekamon b'shvaita ein mekatchin lechem ella b'shechita. Amalei, he says, Holva huskiku zela zebetanufa, because the shlamim lambs and the bread were attached to each other through to the of tenufa, therefore that's why those two things. Those are the two are attached. Vare toda, the lowest kiku zela zebetanufa. But when it comes to the carbon toda, that the carbon is not attached to the bread through waving, right? Because you don't do tenufa together with the lowest over shita. Umikacha umakva, but it is mikodesh with the bread, with its shita, and it's ma'akev. So Ella, Gemara says, okay, good point. Let's explain something else. Then Ella Kitoda. The Shtei Lechem are like the Toda. How so? Ma Toda Shlamim, just like the Toda the Shlamim, it's Makdish, and it's something which is Ma'akev. So, whoa, to Afacha Nami Shlamim. So, here in the Shtei Lechem, it's also the Shlamim that are going to be Makdish, and it's going to be Ma'akiv, and it's essential to the bread. Fractigor me dummy, can you compare these two things? You can compare in the Toda to our case, Hasam Lekas Vacha Mechini Ba'adei. Over there, in the case of the Toda, there are no other shchitas that are happening over there. But Hacha Deikas Vacha Mechini Ba'adei, here we have other carbonos, so the other animals that are brought along with it, other carbonos. The kachahani bahani, let both these, the shlamim and the olos, also be makdish the bread. Ela ke'el nazir. The two shlamim of shavuos, shelechem, And the two shlamim that come along in Shavuos are like the ram of the Nazir. Ma el Nazir afagav the ikas v'chamechrini shlamim hu demikache. Just like by the ram, even though there's other kabbonis that are brought besides the shlamim, right, to finish off, it's the shlamim that's makdish bed, but there's also olas there. Midachrini lo, but nothing else is doing it. Hachanami is loshna here to the same idea as well. It's only the shlamim that are makdish the bread. Hold on a second. Where do we know over there that it's specifically the ram of the Nazir that's going to be makdish the loaves? The time is in a brisa. The ram, he shall make a shlamim sacrifice for Hashem with a basket of the matzahs, the unleavened loaves. It's telling you that the basket of these things comes as an obligation for the ram. And the shchita of the ram is makdish them. If the ram was shechted not for lishmo, then the bread is not mikudash. Okay. This is taking us back when we saw the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva said on Mem Hamer Beis that if there's no lambs, then the loaves are brought by themselves. Okay, so now we're going to see what's done with the loaves when they're brought by themselves. Tanur Rabbanan, Shtei Lechem Abos with Ne'atzman, Yunfu, you wave them. U'tu'ubar tzurasan, and then you have to change their appearance, meaning you leave them overnight, so they become no good. Rashi says, Yufaslu Belina. V'yetzu Lebeis Yisrefer, and they go out to the burning house, the place that they burn stuff. Burn. Manavshach. Ilechilas, and if the loaves are there to be eaten, lichlinu, then let them be eaten. Ilusreifas, and if that's at the front, let's finish the altar and burn them immediately. Lama libitzira, why do you need a bitzira? Amirava, liola machilas, and really they're here to be eaten. And why don't we eat them? Gezer shemi yizdamnu lehem kvasim loshana haba v'yomru. Where worried is a gezer that what's going to happen is that the next year you're going to have lambs that are going to be coming along with them, and they're going to say, well, last year we didn't eat the bread. Last year we ate them, right? Lo achanu lechem below kvasim, but didn't we eat it without them? Tzachshuv nami nechel, here too also. You know, we eat the bread without waiting for the lambs to be shechted, and the dam to be thrown in the mizbeach. That's why they did it. And the loaves are matted themselves. Hashtag the ikka kvasim, but now there's lambs. Kvasim with the sharulu. It's the kvasim that are doing it over here. That's why we leave it overnight to ibit surah. That's all it was. How do we know midoraisa that the loaves are brought alone, that they're actually eaten? Midoraisa, midoraisa, not midoraisa. Yes, the Talmud, the Mishnah, in Shkalim, what's up, Shkalim? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Heyid ben Buchri b'yavne, kol coin sheshokol einu chote. Any coin who brings machzor shekel is not sinning. You're not sinning it. Rashi says, v'yafagav t'chsev kol ha'over ala pikudim b'kohanim lo nifkedu. In a chotek, the parishna prepared gimel and the chafaf and base the maisu umasu luhu the tzibor. Right, they don't have to actually bring over there, but it's okay. Right, we assume that he goes and he does it. He's doing it and giving over the ownership to the public. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zakei, low key. No, that can't be. Ella kol coin she in a shokel chotel. Any coin who doesn't give is sinning. So it's not just like, even though you don't have to, if you gave, you're not sinning. Here it's like, if you don't give, you're sinning. Right? They're chayiv in it. Ela shukhanim darshim mikra ze la'atzman. The Kohanim, they expounded the following pasuk for their own advantage. The chol minchas kohen kol yaltiyah lo se'achel. Every mincha of a kohen is to be entirely burned. It shall not be eaten. Right? So what do they say? They learn out to say, right, this is unlike the Yisrael, the mincha of Yisrael, of that only the komitz is burned on the mizbeach. The rest of the Kohanim's entire mincha is burned. One who eats of a kohen's mincha is over a lav. Right, so what they say? Hol va'omer u'shtei alechem b'lechem apanim shalanu hein heich ne'echalin. Since the omer and the shtei alechem and the lechem apanim are ours, how may they be eaten? Right. Obviously, the Torah did not mean for us to be giving. Right. What did they say? They said that if they were chayv to pay the machzor shekel, they would have an ownership in these three things over here, right? They are ours, means like it's a little bit of ours. Since the public karbanos bought with the machzor shekel include these three mincha karbanos, but then these three minchas would have been burned like all karbanos that are brought by a kohen. Since we know that in fact these three mincha offerings are eaten by the kohanim, Kohanim must be pater from the mitzvah of shkalim. Yochum Zakei holds that this argument is built on a mistake. The din that a Kohen's mincha has to be burnt, that his has to be burnt, is only on a private mincha, not a public mincha. Therefore, a Kohen is in fact chayiv to give machzor shekel like any of the yid. And if he does so, if he doesn't do that, then he is a sinner. Okay. Hani she'alech mechidami. Now, this idea, we said the she'alechim can be eaten when they come alone. What are we talking about? What's the case? Elim ebalsam is ever going to say they come with the carbon. So, why would this thing be compared to a toda? A toda v'lachma milo minadve kohanim v'achlu. By the toda, can't kohanim bring it its bread and eat the bread? Of course, you're able to do such a thing. We have to say that the Mishnah is speaking of a case where the shtei lechem come by themselves. You have no kvasim or shlamim. Who loves it? Every katani hechein nechalon. The Mishnah says how they eaten. Must be the shtei lechem are there when they come by themselves. They're there in order to be eaten. No, really, it's talking about it came with a carbon. Yes, his question with the toda, from the toda and its bread, it's not a question, because lach mitoda lirkri mincha. Lach mitoda not called mincha. They're called mincha. Shenemar behakrivchen mincha chadash al Hashem. When you offer a new mincha to Hashem, so the mashmos and the mishta is that the shtei lechem are to be eaten, is referring to the shtei lechem that come with a carbon, and there's no raya. Therefore, from this Mishnah, that when the shtei lechem come alone, that they're actually eaten. Really, they're there in order to be brought to burned. What's the reason we don't burn them immediately? We don't burn kachim on yontif. We don't do such things. Okay, not a thing that we do. Okay, Amar le'abaye. That says, hold on one second. Me dummy. Is this case of burning disqualified things similar to our case? Hasam lav mitzvasam bekach. There, in the case of disqualified stuff, that's not the ideal way of what's supposed to be done. That's not, therefore, it's supposed to be burnt. Since it just happened that they became pasul, they can't be burnt until yontif. You have to wait until yontif is over. But halachah mitzvasam bekach. Here, by the shei lechem, that's the proper way of doing it. It should be burnt. Let it be burnt. Midid havi apar v'sar shel yom kippurim. Just like the bull and the he goat of Yom Kippur, which are burnt on yontif itself. So Yosef says, okay, that's a good point. And he gives another reason to back up the idea that the shei lechem brought to be burnt. Ela amar Yosef. The reason the loaves are not burned right away is gezeira shami yizdam nu lahem kavasam lachem mikan. Maybe they end up getting up, but after the fact they're going to get it, and after they're burnt. And therefore we hold off the burning of the shtei lechem as long as it's possible that the lambs do become available that can be waved with the loaves, and then they can become mutter for the kohanim to eat. Okay, that works well for as long as it can be done. Is it can be brought as a carbon? Labasar chlisafinu. Why do you have to wait till it's overnight? Just wait until it's let them be burned right after the carbon tamid. We can't bring anything else after that. Let it be done right away. Right? It says Rashi, Amai Mashinan Lo Kol Alayla. Why are we leaving it for the whole night? So said the Gemara, Mai to Ubit Surasan Nami to Katani. What does it mean when it says to Ubit Surasan? It means Suras Hakarvasan. It means the format of their being brought. That it should change. That's a time period which the loaves are usually waved, which is when they come along with lambs. That just leave that to be passed, and then you burn it. So it means that they should be burned on Shavuos itself, just after the time that you would bring the tamid. It's not all night. Rav Amar Lachila, Senor, they brought to be eaten. Gezer Mishum de Rabba. The Gezer is because of Rabba. They were worried. People are going to the next year be able to think that you're allowed to do it even if you have stuff there. Velav Mitame Elamikra. But it's from not from his source, started learning it out, but from not Lo Mitame Elamikra. Not from his logic, but rather from a Pasuk that we learned it out. Yeah. Vamar Rava Mina Aminala. How do we know this? We'll see if the Pasuk says, by the Shtei Alechem. From your dwelling places you shall bring bread of waving, the first produce for Hashem, the Bikurim. The Torah calls us Shalechem Bikurim. Interesting. So Ma Bikurim Bifnei Atzmon is looking Bikurim brought by themselves and that any sort of animals. Av Shalechem Bifnei Atzmon that as well. Umina, and from that, right, we can learn out more. Ma Bikurim Lachila, Av Shalechem Nami Lachila, so too the Shalechem are also, when they're brought by themselves, they are brought Le'achila to be eaten. Wah, wah, wee, wah. Delicious. Says Rashi, Yechon Lavo, if they ask them, they could come by themselves. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.